you won the league in 2015. You won it again this year. Was this year more special?
It's hard to say, actually. I think they both, in their own rights, have something quite special about them. I think last year, having been in, you know, two previous finals before and missing out just by a smidge of actually taking home the trophy, I think last year to take that home finally was a big relief, but also because obviously Tamplin had played a big part in, you know, the many years that I've been there, to actually take that one home was brilliant. But I think this year to go bringing in, I guess, a new few faces to our midcourt and a bit of a younger team, I guess a bit of a mix of experience and inexperience, and actually going, I guess, under the radar a little bit as underdogs, I think that makes it just as special as well. For me, each one is different. Each one brings, you know, a world of excitement for both. But I think, you know, for Storm in all back-to-back champions might just take the edge a little bit.
So you've been with Storm a couple of seasons. You reckon it's the best season you've been with them?
Do you know what? Someone asked me that the other day. It's really hard to explain. For me, I think as a player, this year, I sort of went in with no expectations, and I just thoroughly enjoyed the season of playing. I didn't know whether I would get court time, whether or not, you know, it would be sort of starting, or, you know, where we'd be as a team, considering we'd brought in so many different players. But I don't know. I think each year has been completely different. I've made good friends in each year, and I think this year as a whole and coming together would have been most probably one of our best years as actually playing as a team and working for one another.
How's the league actually changed in terms of standards? And
it has, I guess, changed, or we've noticed it over the years, like bringing in different players from all around, I guess, the world. And they bring different styles and not necessarily always, you know, ways that we're used to playing against. You know, I know, for instance, when I first started here, I definitely played a different way. I played it, I guess, an Australian way rather than a English way. But it's very physical. I think it's grown over the years, being then mentally tough to be able to know that actually, do you know what, you need to stand up to that and you need to go through to the ball knowing that someone's going to be riding behind you or sort of ready to take the hit. So I guess as a player, you sort of prepare mentally. You get stronger though as well. And I think as you get a little bit older, you've got to play a little bit smarter, which doesn't necessarily mean running around like a, you know, I guess a headless chicken trying to figure out how to work it out. It's sometimes you've got to stop and think and actually go, do you know, what are my strengths and play to those.
And the imports have obviously made the game more intense as well, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. As I said, yeah, each player has brought something completely different to the game this year. And, you know, with the likes of people coming from sort of New Zealand, and then we had Jamaica and South Africa, they're all teams that are well up there with England when it comes to world rankings. So being able to be exposed to the different styles is really good for us. You know, it's really good for England as a whole, really.
I spoke to Tamsin. She reckoned that the semi-final was the game of the season for her. Would that be the same for you?
Sure, I'd have to tend to agree, really. I think it was one of those games that we did not play our best to start with. You know, Storm sort of trademark, I think, completely throughout the whole season.
Surely not. But, come on.
But, do you know what? I never say die attitude out in court that was that day. And, you know, to come from where we were and then right down to the last second, not once, I think, you know, did we feel that we would ever lose that. It was just a matter of getting it through and doing the basics right and really digging deep as a team. I think that is one of the games I think I will hold up there in my career, actually. You know, going into the grand final, we knew that Thunder were definitely going to bring it. It was just a matter of us sticking to task. And even though, we did win it and it was a brilliant game we started, I think Mavericks, I think we really dug deep and we really sort of, people got to see what the true squad was made of.
And the relief of actually getting there, I suppose.
Yeah, the relief of getting there was brilliant. I think I sat down with Tamsin afterwards and I just sort of said, oh gosh, you know, whoever thought that we would get this far? I get the emotion, the you know, everybody's joy at the end of the game and their actions of jumping up and double fist pumping is always a bit of a joke with us. But, you know, that I think that just really showed everybody how much that really meant to us.
Did you see today's Sky have named the Team of the Year, which had Amy, Pam and Rach in it?
I did see that this afternoon, funny enough. I was just scrolling through Twitter and Facebook and I did see that. It's brilliant that those girls have made it. It's thoroughly deserved.
It's nice that obviously they're not just stars of the league, but your mates as well.
Yeah, and do you know what? It is, and I think that's such a good thing about it. And, you know, Ames and I both play in the same position. So, you know, anybody would think, oh, do you know what? Are you bitter about it or anything like that? But do you know what? Amy and I get along so well. And as I said, this year was about, for me, coming in and enjoying the game of netball really again and giving back to, I guess, the younger girls that are coming through. So, you know, Ames has really stood out this year. She's really grown into her own. And she's been building for the last few years. And to be able to sit back and watch her produce what she does, sometimes to follow that performance is a little bit hard, but both of us, you know, we both know what our strengths were, and there's a job to be done, and if it was one of us, we were always backing each other 100%. So I'm absolutely stoked that she's actually been named in that.
It was just a little bit ironic that the news actually outshone my Super League starting bench of the season, which was you, Mickey and Josie.
Do you know what? That's hilarious. I didn't actually get to see that. Did you post that?
I'll create the graphic when I get in, don't worry.
Yeah, that is a super bench. And if I have to sit on it again, you know what? Sign me up. You know, as a team, it takes everybody within our 12 as a squad. You know, I've been on the bench. I've sat where those girls are, you know, over the years. And, you know, I finally got to being on court. So to be able to have 100% support behind everybody on court, but also the girls on court knowing that the girls on the bench really want to be there. And if we had to, we would step up and do a job and do a job well done.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you've got a quarter in the season or you've played the majority of it. The fact that the coaches know that they can bring you on as and when they need to, and the player will give 100% is obviously good for them as well, isn't it?
It is good for them. And do you know what? At training, we change combinations all the time. And, you know, we train really hard against one another. And I always sort of said, I think it's easy for me because I've been there in those last few seasons and trying to explain that to a lot of the girls. It's about that. It's a team effort. When the defenders like are playing against the attacking team, they're not always playing against Pam and Rach and Georgia and Sophia. You know, there's Yaz and there's Mickey thrown in there as well. And they're pushing us to our limits. You know, then it's not always Amy defending, it's myself and, you know, Josie come on, and then the girls are attacking. So it was really good throughout the season. Like, you'd fix something in defence and then the attack would come back, so then we'd have to fix defence and then fix attack. So we were always pushing one another, and I think a lot of people forget that, you know, even though you're not starting and you're not constantly in the eye of all the audience on court, you, behind the scenes and the work that the girls do to push one another is, you know, another testament to what we've done this season.
Have you seen the plans to split the league in Australia? The game's going to be made prime time and investment from NRL and AFL clubs. You played over there, so what do you think that'll mean?
It's brilliant. Do you know what? They've been working tirelessly on a sort of getting netball to the levels of the NRL and the AFL. And do you know what? It's kind of common sense in a way. If the AFL can back a netball side, or if the NRL can back, they're so big and they get a lot of, obviously, money and support behind them. But also just the nature of the sport, having, I guess, sort of a male-dominated sport and then a women's sport to work in third with one another, it's brilliant for fans as well to be able to associate both of them together. So I really hope, and I really wish it all the best. And, you know, who knows, it's quite exciting times. You know, England might get there one day. You know, imagine being back with one of the football teams.
Yeah. Do you reckon we'll still be a good couple of ways though from something like that happening over here?
I think so. Look, you know, Australia's been building for years and years and years. And I've been in the UK now for 6 years, and Cam's and Paper Fibers, and we often sort of chat about it. And back then, you know, I remember watching them in small arenas of what we are playing in now, and to move to the bigger arenas of last year, etc., to be able to get the sold-out crowds that they do. It was only a matter of time for them to be able to push that sponsorship and to get that television, you know, I guess that televised spot as well. And I guess where Australia have come and the ANZ League combined, building that profile for everybody, England's got a long way to go, but I don't think, you know, never say never. I think it's just a matter of sticking to task and plugging away at it.
So that was 2016 over. Sum it up, what was the best bit? Not the obvious.
partying with our fans after the grand final.
Yay!
Is that the best part?
That's a good highlight, yeah.
that was a good highlight. I'd have to say going to the semi-final and the tail end of it, I think, going through the second half of the season, doing quite well and winning the last three or four games on the trot. And I think Tamsin introducing our sort of change room banter and sort of motivating speech, which I'll say is going to stay a secret, but let's just put it that way. A few dance moves were shown along the way.
Oh, no. Have a well-deserved break and same again next season.
Thanks, Andy. I'll have a well-deserved break and we'll see what happens next season, yeah.
You said that again last season as well.
I did. Consistency is the key.